الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves and from our bad deeds. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomever Allah leaves astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partners. And I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and final messenger. Today's khutbah is about a matter that is very close to us and a matter that will help us enter paradise, inshallah. And that is the importance of repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any delay whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has opened His doors, the doors of mercy for us. And He warns us not to wait until it closes. Because life is short and death is certain. We do not know when our time is up apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as Muslims, we believe that death is certain. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَاكَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul shall taste death. Not every Muslim shall taste death, but every soul. So we know that our life is short, we have a minimum time here on earth, and that death is certain. And the doors of mercy are open until our time has come to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says plenty of times in the Quran, and He reminds us that we need to, as soon as something bad has happened, as soon as we have done a bad deed, He tells us to straight away ask for mercy. Immediate repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nur, He says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance so that He may forgive you. And because of that forgiveness, that you may succeed. We also take from this ayah that repentance is a door for success in this life. Having the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens doors for us. And He commands all those believers, whether you're old, whether you're young, male, female, He commands us to repent to Allah, to Himself. And repentance here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not say that only repent if you have committed a major sin. No. Whether the sin is big, whether it's small, whether it's minor, major, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away so that He may forgive you. And that is what we want. Because us believers, we are in need of constant tawbah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent to us, the most perfect human being to ever walk this earth, and who was guaranteed Jannah without any doubt. Now, how is a man who is guaranteed Jannah, who is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is he asking for forgiveness 100 times a day when he is a man free from sin? How is this possible? This is because it is a lesson for us. We follow the teachings and the ways of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was in fact for us to take this matter into our own hands and start asking for forgiveness. Who are we to not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness when the most perfect human being to ever walk this earth used to ask 100 times a day? Whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sat in congregation, whether he was at home, whether he was walking, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking for forgiveness. When is the last time we actually asked for forgiveness? And this is also a reminder, not just for you guys, but for myself also. We become so attached to the worldly life that we forget that there is a life after this. So as soon as we commit a sin, minor, major, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance straight away. Because the doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opened until our last breath. And we do not know when our last breath is. So we need to have it in our mind, in our conscience, that our time can come to an end. Whether you walk out of the mosque, whether you walk up the street, whether you're at home, we do not know. So we need to be in constant tawbah. And what are the dangers of delaying tawbah? You know, as soon as you commit a sin, shaitan probably whispering in your ear that, you know what, you can repent later. How many of us, this was me once as well, how many of us, when we go to Hajj, and as soon as we've done our Hajj or we've done our Umrah, that says like a brand new baby has been born, all our sins are forgiven. Can you wait? Or are you guaranteed to live until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called you to his house? No. So we need to fight what shaitan tells us and he whispers to us that you can repent later. Repent once you've done Hajj. Or repent whilst it's during Ramadan. No, we need to repent straight away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَقْسِبُ غَدَاءً وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow, nor in what land it will die. This is another statement which tells us that we do not know when our time will end. And as I mentioned in my last talk, that we do not know when our time will end. But we had a brother who went to Dubai a few weeks ago and he passed away in Dubai. A young lad, born and raised here, but he died in another land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that no soul knows in which land he will die. We don't. So how many people have planned to change? But where are those people? So we need to start today. We need to start straight away. Be in constant need of tawbah. Wherever you go, astaghfirullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, indeed Allah accepts the repentance of the servant so long as the soul has not reached the throat. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forgive as long as you ask for repentance. But as soon as your time is up, your soul is leaving your body, That is when the gates of mercy are closed for you. And then they say that, "Ya Allah, send us back so that we can do good deeds and ask for your repentance." But the time will be too late, because your time on this earth has gone. And you are waiting for that day, the day of judgment, with your deeds waiting to be accounted. And Allah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in another hadith, "The hour will not begin until the sun rises from the west, and when it rises, the doors of repentance will be closed." And we do not know when that hour is. And we do not know when our time is up. So once again, we need to be in constant need of tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Qul ya ibadiya allazina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a." In Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of my mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins." We've once in our life this thought that we've done this sin. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He going to accept us? Now, our jobs, once we have sinned, it is our job to make sure that that does not happen again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding His mercy, He is so sincere. His mercy is so vast open that we ourselves as humans, as Muslims, we cannot comprehend. His mercy is so vast. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "The person who repents from sin is like the one who has no sin." And we can't just, as soon as we do a sin and we just ask for forgiveness and that's it, khalas, that's it, done. That's it, my bad sin has been wiped away. No. You need to make sincere tawbah. And what is sincere tawbah? Number one, you acknowledge the sin that you have committed without any excuses. You know, you put your hands up, "Wallah, I've committed a sin." You feel regret for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Ya Allah, this was not for me. This is not what the Quran states. This was a haram." And you feel guilty for doing that. Number three, you stop the sin completely. You've committed the sin, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that you stop committing that sin. You resolve to never return to it. And number five, if someone else's rights are involved, you restore them. If you have done bad towards another human being, if you have taken their right, you restore their right. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and you also ask them forgiveness. And repentance, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also forgiving one another, go hand in hand. We can't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, we can't ask Him for forgiveness, yet we ourselves, we can't forgive others. How are you asking someone to forgive you, but you cannot forgive another human being? How would it feel if you were forgiving one person, whereas that person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah forgives that one person, but you, who are nothing compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are not forgiving? This is why forgiveness and repentance go hand in hand. We look at a story of it's about forgiveness. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day said to his companions that a man from the people of paradise will appear before you. We sat in a gathering, and a man from the Ansar, he appeared. He had his sandals in his left hand, his beard was soaking wet, and he walked in and he prayed. The same thing happened the following day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, a man from the people from the paradise will appear before you. Same man walked in. Third time, the third day, happened again. And the same person appeared. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he wanted to know what made this person so special. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, a man from the people of paradise will appear before you, and this man appeared three times. So he went to this person, he said, can I stay with you for so and so? And the man said, yes. So he stayed with him, and he looked at his daily life, his daily routine, and he didn't see anything out of the extraordinary. He wasn't keeping any extra fasts. He wasn't getting up in the middle of the night to pray the Tahajjud. He was not doing anything extra that the companions themselves were doing. And then finally he asked, I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that you are among the people of paradise. Yet I saw nothing special in your worship. What is it that has earned you this status? And his reply was, it is nothing but what you saw. Except that I never sleep without forgiving every Muslim and removing all hatred and envy from my heart. Abdullah said, this is what has raised you, and this is what has gained you a place in paradise. So we need to start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness before our time has come to an end, before the gates of mercy have closed for us. And we also need to start forgiving others if they have wronged us. Because maybe it is not just our missed prayers, our missed fasts that are holding us back. Maybe it is us as individuals asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, or asking or forgiving others that are with us. We need to let go of these grudges so that our hearts can open up to others, and that we can also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. And when we let go of our grudges, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, when we forgive others, that's when the heart becomes at peace. That's when your life becomes at peace, because you are getting along with one another. And maybe that small act is your way to paradise. Maybe forgiving someone tonight and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, maybe it may be your last deed. It may be your last act as a Muslim. You never know. So always go to sleep with the intention of not waking up the next day. Always go to sleep with the intention that this may be your last night on this earth, or your last time on this earth. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Have your heart open. Because like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like the Prophet says, that we do not know when our time is up. And the first ayah that I recited, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Fear Allah as he should be feared, and die, do not, except in the state of Islam. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, forgiving others, is a state of Islam. Islam is a piece of religion. So we need to have this belief. And yes, as Muslims, we do have this belief that yes, we do not know when our time is up. And that every soul shall taste death, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was free of sin, he says, O people, repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness. For indeed I repent to Him 100 times a day. Like I said before at the start, the most perfect human being who was free from sin asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. And that's probably minimum 100 times a day. We do not know exactly how many times. Yet when we need to ask ourselves, when was the last time that I sat down and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? Because at the moment, whilst we are still alive, the gates of mercy are open for us. So do not delay in taking advantage of this whilst the gates of mercy are still open for us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness so that He may forgive us and that we may succeed in this life. And that it helps us grant a place in paradise. And also that it makes it easier for us on the day of judgment whilst we are waiting to be held for accountability. And also, whilst asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and stopping yourself from those bad deeds, in the previous talk that I said, one of the advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to remove a bad deed with a good deed. Replace that bad deed with a good deed. And indeed, Allah will help us in this life and also grant us salvation in the next life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Anything good that was said has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything bad has come from myself, and I ask for your forgiveness. جزاكم الله خيرا. And please pray sunnah.